give freely. A reading from Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 to 15. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belt, nor sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from the feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The word of the Lord.
That was Sister Rose Rushwaya calling from Harare, Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, the phone went dead right then, and I haven't been able to contact her, so we don't have the rest of her preaching. So you have me again today. I'm calling from Nepal, Kathmandu, but it seems like our technology might be a little bit better than Zimbabwe. In any case, I was really struck in these readings by many things, but today I want to talk about that peace be with you. The disciples were called to wish peace on this house, and if there was someone worthy, it would stay there, and if not, it would come back to them. This peace is an effective power that can bring peace to people. Of course, those are the disciples sent out by Jesus, right? And they could heal people, expel demons. They did all sorts of things. So wishing peace is no big a deal for them. But what about for us? Because we say that, right, at Mass. Peace be with you. And then after every Mass, we're sent out to do the work of God. Like the disciples, we're sent out by Jesus. And do we have the ability, when we say peace to you, to actually effectively bring peace to people? Can we do that? Or is that just superstition? Do I take that really seriously? I think it's true, but I know I don't live completely that way, knowing that by saying peace to you, I'm actually bringing someone peace, or that peace rebounds to me. But either way, it's an effective word. So I would like us all to think today about that. Is it superstition? Or is this what life in the Spirit is really about? When we say peace to you, is that simply a greeting, or is that an effective power given to us? By Jesus and the power of the Spirit.